Kedvach. We're starting a new topic, which is Hilchas Gzela. It's really minyan minyan bais inyan of the same topic we learned till now, which is Gneva. They have a lot of similarities. What we'll probably do is we'll only do Mir Tashem, the first simon of Gzela. The rest we'll probably skip. And we'll see a lot of halachas which are similar to things that we had before by Gneva. I don't know, I'm open for suggestions if you have any ideas what to learn after. Okay, fine, let's start. This is Shin Nun Tes. Hilchas Gzela. Issa Gzela, Fiel Amenas Lahagzeh, Omanik Gzela, V'issa Leisachmed, V'lotzisav, Bo Yid Be'i Se'ifim. Because these are more like the fundamentals, the Klolam of Issa Gzela. Let's see. Asa Ligzoil, Oyla Ashoik, Afilu Kol Shehu, Yenala to steal or be Oishek. Oishek means you withhold payment. You hired somebody and you withheld payment, or you borrowed money and you withheld payment. Actually, the Mechaber later on in Siftes is going to explain more by Rikas what Oishek is. But nevertheless, also Ligzoy Loilashek Afilu Kolshuhu, even if it's a Mashuhu, means even if it's less than the Shavar Pruto. Bein Me Yisrael, Bein Me Akam, whether you're stealing from a Yid or whether you're stealing from a Goy, it's going to be Asa.
Why is it
of
course
excellent Kasha, $1 million Kasha. Excellent. So I guess once yes and now we'll discuss it. The kasha is that l'chayra oishek is of course hava. I owe money and I'm withholding payment. We know that the Ramah Paskins in the beginning of Shemem Chesif Beis that you're allowed to be mafki hava to a goy. So how could the Machaber, which is really coming from the Rambam, how could the Machaber say also l'gzol l'lashayk Beim Yisrael, Beim Ma'akam, as if to say that it's also to a goy? So the kasha Mishnah asked the kasha on the Rambam. And therefore the Kesem Mishnah wants to explain, he makes an akimta that here we're talking about B'makam Chilul Hashem. Yes, it's B'makam Chilul Hashem, so that's why it's asa to be mafki avav. It ain't a chanami. In a normal situation, there's no Chilul Hashem, the person doesn't know about it. Yes, you are muta to be mafki avav from a guy. That's what the Kesem Mishnah learns up to Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch is the Kesem Mishnah, it's the Baal HaKesem Mishnah, right? But the same way he made the akimta in the Rambam, we'll do the same thing and make that akimta into the Shulchan Aruch.
Same. But in Gnevi, he doesn't do that, doesn't he?
What do you mean, Gnevi?
Gnevi, he's going to say explicitly from a goy, it's mutter. Here he doesn't say
that. No, there's a Ramah over there who says it. Over here is a Mechaber, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara is in Bava Kama Kofiyid Gimel that says, of course, avol by a goy is mutter. So, in fact, he gets a Mishra on the Rambam. He says, that is a Chilal Shem. So that's Pshat and Mechaber as well, that which a Mechaber says is also by a goy, he's talking about B'makam Chilal Hashem. That's Kipshutai. There's a Merei Meisada, that's the Netziv in the end of Bava Kama of the Kof Yud Gimel. The Merei Meisada wants to be Medayik that the Rambam, there's no place that the Rambam ever bring down the din that of course Hava is Mutter by a goy. And therefore he would like to say, and the Rif also leaves out that chelik of the sugya, and therefore the Maryam Mitzvah wants to say that la halacha, the Rama Paskins, it's also lafki hava of a goy. And that's what the Rambam says, it's also lashayk afilu meyakam. Wow, you know, like it's a whole new world. It's a Gemara l'chayis faket. So he says that Gemara is going like the first akimta, but once the Gemara had a different akimta later on, that we fell off from the first akimta, the first teretz, and mamel, it's also lafkiya from a goy. That's a Merei Meisada. There's a Reb Chaim Volozhin at Tshuvas Chuta Meshulish, I believe it's Siman Yedalid, or maybe the next one, Tezvav, it's around there. He sort of says the same thing like the Chuta Meshulish, maybe a little more, maybe B'miksa, it's a Pshara. What it seems from the Chuta Meshulish also is that we'll paskin that Havkos Havaz also. However, he sort of makes a Pshara that if the guy is Tevei me, then it's also lafkiya the hava, because by me not paying back the guy, I'm doing it bar korchoy. I'm withholding payment bar korchoy, and that v'chaltas amim, that's going to be also midarais, and I have no etzah for that. However, he is moid, it seems, that you're allowed to be mafkiya hava from a guy if the guy is not tevei. I mean, if the guy doesn't know about hava, then it's muta lafkiya hava asai. But if the guy is tevei, let's say he says, oh, don't you owe my father money? Or don't, maybe, remember you once borrowed from me money, do you still owe it to me? Let's say it's not B'makam Chilul Hashem, that you can wiggle out of it without a Chilul Hashem. Nevertheless, since he's being Teveya, and you refusing to pay is doing it by force, then of course Hava is going to be also. It's like a pshara, but lemaisa la'alocha, we still have a Ramah. The Ramah says the b'shemim chesif beis that it's mutalafki Hava from a guy. So la'alocha, you have to lechayer walk away that it's going to be mutam. All right. No, so get back to the Machabah. So the Machabah says it's also Ligzol Alashik, Afilu Koshu, even a Mashu, Bein Miso Bein Makam. Afilu Koshu implies even if it's Pachas Mishava Pruta, even though we know that you need a Shava Pruta. So the Sma in Tzivkot Bey says, Koshu, why is it also Koshu? I need a Shava Pruta. The Chati Shir, who is it the Raisa, Kamosha, also Chati Shir, Bizurin. Just like in Kola Terakuli, in Eliyat, Pachas Mikazayis, of Chaza, whatever it is, there's the Issa Chatzi Shia. So to by stealing in LS steal, Pachas Mishav Raputa, because it's going to be an Issa called Chatzi Shia. Okay, so that's the raid they bring down. Is it really? Because it's coming from a Rav Amaga, but they down the raid, if it passed Chatzi Shia by Gzela or not, or they say a different reason why Chatzi Shia is also Pachas Mishav Raputa, is also maybe it's Mika Adin. Okay, but that's the Rav Amaga and the Sma, the Pash is how we're supposed to be going.
It's a little different in Washington than Chara we have in Hills.
Okay, why?
Because over there, so I feel a kosher dintayr, and here he leaves it out.
Here he leaves out dintayr, but then again, he leaves out dintayr altogether. He leaves out the whole dintayr on the. You don't mean on the kosher stamp. Over there, it says also your eva balav. What was the lashon over there? Oh, this has a sort of shliyaga. That's also true, but no. But look how much it says. Kala, right, first it says, I feel kol shu din tar, that's in Sif Aleph. And then in Sif Beis it says, Kala gaina filu shavar puta, oiva alav de le signevu. And here the Ramam and the Mechaba leaves that out as well. So you have to know why. So granted, there's a Kesef Mishnah, that the Kesef Mishnah wants to, look at the Shach over here in Sif Kam Beis. Because of a Kesef Mishnah, the Dayak Ramam lichtev also le goizloi, oila oshkoi gabi akam. Vele kosef sha oiva alav balav, Loima, why is he telling? Why didn't he say Oiva la Balav? Loima Shein Issa Mina Taira. This Issa is not Mina Taira. It's only Midrabonin. So Midzakez Misha understood that the Issa Gzela by a guy or Oishik by a guy is only Midrabonin. Gevaldik, and that's why you don't have your kosher bedin Torah. It's only midrabbanan. However, Zok Teshach, Medivay Ramam, Reish Yuchas Kneve, Sheetek Amachab Alel, Reish Simen Shimem Ches, Loi Mash Malchi. Over there it's Mash Mitz Midiraisa, because like I said, over there it says Tako by Gneve, it is Oiva Balav. The Chen Kosev Mashal, Perka Goyzeh, Shem Medivay Ramam Elu, was Mag Mash, Reish Osa Mina Torah. So the Akhrenim argue with the Kesef Mishnah, and they understand that the Ramam is yet Osa Midiraisa, not like the Kesef Mishnah. Now, the diak of the Kesef Mishnah is not such a powerful diak. What's his diak? His diak is, why didn't the Rambam over here say that it's Oiva Balav? Alamai, you see that it's only Midrabanan. No, you could say it's Midaraisa, just not Balav. The Gemara Bava Kama says, how do you know that Gezel Akam is also Minatay? How do you know Gezel Akam is also? And the Gemara Dashin's from other Psukim, not from Leisigzon. The Gemara Dashin's from Mivachishavim Keneu. Or mevechalta za'amim, Hashem Hashem alakecha neisun l'cha. So we dash in only when it's bezman shemisurim b'yadcha, v'lo bezman she'enim misurim b'yadcha. That's a Gemara. So you see that you have other mekayis. Pashas, it's only in issa asei v'chishavim kaneo or v'chalta za'amim. That's why there's issa gzeila. So memela, that's why the mechaba or the Rambam didn't say yoiva b'lav, because taka there is no lav. There is no lav to steal. It's still deraisa, just there is no lav.
What's the definition of stealing in this case? It's not just grabbing. Like,
let's say exam, yeah, why not?
Well, no. Of course it includes that, but obviously Shimon Kaneo is not a case of grabbing.
Well, there you were mad to him in the cheshbon of how much to be to redeem the event. But
why is that not Kaneo?
Because you're doing the Befanov, it's not like you're doing a Chalai Befanov. You're doing a befanav. Okay, you have to know, we could discuss why. But the Maizah is a Gemara. The Gemara says,
one's
a lot,
one's not
a
lot.
I'm just saying, over here by Gzelo, the Gemara is Lahedi. How do you know Gezel Akam? The Gemara says from these Psukim. So you see that the Gemara held that Gezel Akam is not out to Leisigzoil, and Pashtus, the reason is because the Pasuk says by Leisigzoil, Reyacha. Right? What's the Lashon was? Azachas Reyacha by Leisigzoil. He's talking about Reyacha. So you can't have a Leisigzoil by a Goy, because he's not Reyacha. So how do you know it's also Zok Nigmar, new Psukim, Vechishim in Kaneo, or Vechaltas Amen? But it's still the Raisa. It doesn't say anywhere it's Drabon, it's still the Raisa. As I saw, Pchaim, I saw Chut Chutam HaMesholish in Simon Yedalit, also is Moir, they said, where do you see that it's Drabon? If that is the Raisa, just not a love. All right. Grava and the Mechaber, you could even be matchek a little more. And that is the reason why the Mechaber didn't say Yoiva Balav is because Mechaber is talking about Avila Koshu. And Koshu is Zichan at Yoiva Balav. It's only after Din Chatzi Shiosim and Atayra. So certainly can't be a Balav. Yeah, correct. I understand. Everyone's matmi on Rashi. The kama v'kama mekaymis b'shas. If you look in your kivega, they're going. The kama v'kama mekaymis b'shas. It's mavu that gezelakum is also mederaisa. And I'm matmi on Rashi. So whatever. I don't know what to do with Rashi. There are eights maybe, but the bottom line is that pashas it's mederaisa like the gemara said bava kama. It's not balav. Right, over there the Mechaber put a separate zeev, and here he did. So once, you mean, why didn't he make a separate zeev so he'll be able to tell you over here it's a lot? All right, no, I don't know. Fine. All right, now what did the Shach want? The Shach says that you see in Hilchos Geneva, not like that. You see in Hilchos Geneva over there when it says Oiva Balav, is a raya that it can't be that it's only the Rabbonin. The Maisa is, we discussed this at the beginning of Hukos Kaneva, that there's a Chuvus Noy Debi Yudin, Yeredeya Pei Aleph, Noy Debi Dekama, Yeredeya Pei Aleph, and a Shut Yudin Yale, in Chelik Beis Veishlam Gimel, Pashas, it's a Chutam Ashulash, over there in Simin Yedala as well. Many, many Achrayim who want to say that there's a Chilub between Gneva and Gzela. By Gneva, it doesn't say Reach and Apozik, it just says Leisa Gneva, so that means Sa'i, it's Sa'i Goy, it's going to be also to steal. Masha'in Kain, by Gzela, where it says Reyacha, there we're going to be in Medayik, Faket, Dafka, Yid is also Leisa Gzela, not by a guy. How do you know Gzela is Akam is going to be also? That's what Chichim and Kanea, a different Makar. But Yitaka not going to be over the law. By Gneva, Taka, you will be over the law. And that's what the Mechaber says over there. What's his Losh in Nakamol? So you see the Mechaber held that a Goyin Mammon Shalakam is Oiva Balav, because that's Gneva. Meshenkin by Gzela, Yitaka, not going to be Oiva Alav, it's only going to be an Asay, or like the Kesem Mishnah, it's only going to be Midirabonon. Alright, so it's not, Lemaises, there's a base of Ephraim and Erechaim Simon Lamed Zayin, who brings down such a chilek and blasts the chilek, is medayik in different places in Shas, that there is no such chilek, and he also knows that if there is a lav, here has to be a lav, Gnev and Gzeil have to be the same. Okay, you have Yesh V'Yesh, but it's certainly, it's meduyek and it's keshmak in the Ramam and the Mechaber that there is a chilek between Gnev and Gzeil, and like I said, many Achrayim Neman like that. Alright. Nochemo, let's go back to the Mechaber. Also, Ligzol Olashek, I feel a koshu, Bein Mitzrayim, Bein Me'akom, V'him Hu Dava, Delekem Mand Dekapit Bey. It's something that no one is makpid on. Shari, that's permissible to do. Then you're allowed to take it. If no one is makpid, that you're allowed to help yourself, and that's not Gzela. Kegoin, what's the case? Litol Me'achavilo, Oy Me'agede, Alachzeitz Boyshinov. You're walking in the street, you want to get a toothpick to clean your teeth, so you just break off a branch of someone's bush in front of his house to be able to use as a toothpick. And that no one is makbid, lekaman de kapit be, in the mail it's mutter to do. However, there is a midas kazidis not to do such a thing. But mika adin, it's mutter to help yourself and break off someone's branch because no one is makbid. And that's mutter. All right. What's pshat? Is it mutter because there's lek aman de kapid? We have to understand this a little bit. What's going on here? If you recall, at the end of Geneva, we had a shach in Shinim Chesef Katan Aleph that the shach was mechadish, that I'm allowed to use your item or take your item if I know that you would want me to take it. I know that you would want me to eat your food, I'm allowed to take your food. We have a klal yish lemidas lav yish. The shach says, no, it's different. Yish is bakocha, yish. If the guy would really know where the item is now, he wouldn't be miyayish. It's only because he doesn't know. So that, but if by taking someone's chayfis, if he would know that you would want to use his chayfis, avadi would want you to use his chayfis, so then there's a nechusa, and avadi will let her take his chayfis. That's what the shach says. So like the shach, it's gevaldik, not a problem of here. I know that no one is makbid if I break off a branch, a twig from his bush. Memela, it's nechale. He would want me to use it. Memela, it's not a problem. Why? It's not nichale, but he's not makbid, so he's like indifferent.
Correct.
Somewhere in the middle.
Correct.
Okay, but he has no akpada. Well, if you learn the Shach's prayer, like, I don't know, the Erech Shai does, that it creates, it's Zokon Adam Shalei Befon, if it's Nikolai, then I hear it. Here, there's no Zechia for him. But if you learn that there's a Shtam and Echusa, that you could use his Das now, and the only reason why Yishlam and Das have a Yish, because he really don't have his Das now, because he really is Makvit, just, he doesn't know what a Chavitz is, and that's why he's being Miyash. So here, you do have his Nechusa now. You have his indifference now. It means if he would know about it, he would still be indifferent. So you could use his indifference now to allow you to use his twig.
If he saw you, he wouldn't say anything. It's the same thing.
Right, correct. Well, like, correct, the same thing. So like the Shach, there's no problem. But the problem is, Rav Rishonim argue with the Shach. Tosis and Rav Rishonim and Rav Poiskim argue with the Shach and hold that Avadit has the same din of Yishlam, but that's Lavi Yish. You can't assume, oh, well, he would zikha want, so therefore, just because he doesn't know about it, oh, well, let's say that he would want. No, if he doesn't know about it, then you don't have his permission. So over here, how am I allowed to use his twig? If he doesn't know about it, it can't be better than l'char yish le'midas, which is la'av yish, the way we paskin. Right? We paskin like Abaya. So what's going on? Like Rav Rishen and Rav Poiskim, how did they learn this if? Yeah, L'chayre should be an indicator, but the Shach himself doesn't even bring this Raya. Why not? Huh? We're going to see soon why this means, because it's for a different reason. We'll get to it about. But so the Shach is what to do here. So Grad, I saw there's a Machan Ephraim in Gzela, Simon Beis and the Chuvis on Yont of Kuf Yer Aleph, that they both say as well that even Taisis, they don't even bring this halacha down, but B'teich Devarayim, they say even Taisis would be Moida if it's Lekem Man the carpet Eitzel Kol Adam. If they're not makbid about anybody, Bishlam Yishlam Das Prades, or when I'm eating your Suda, so for me, I'm a good friend of yours, he would Zicha want, but for Yen and not. So that you now let her do. But if he's not going to be makbid on Kol Adam, he doesn't mind if I take the twig, he doesn't mind if you take the twig, he doesn't mind if anyone in the world takes the twig. It's like a blanket haskama or nechusa for everyone in the world, that even Tosis and the Shari Shainim would be moida. What's the difference? I don't know. Huh? Okay, so that's going to be why it's a meeting of seeds. We'll get to it soon. But since...
It's
Zicha his. He was mafkid. It's his bush. If he was Makadash and Nisha with this bush, he won't be Makadash. It's still his bush. He wasn't mafkid yet. Right? But there's a... Somehow, if it's L'kol Adam, that makes it better. So I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe they learned it's like, just like by Yish, there are two dagas. There's a Yish Lemidatz, which is Lev Yish, and then there's something called Zutu Shoyam, that everyone, if it's everyone, then that works. That's a Daraisa, that's a Pasek. So maybe they learned that to the extent I have to don your relationship with me, would you want me, would you not? For me, yeah, for Yenana, that's Yish Lemidatz. But if it's everyone for everybody, it's not makbid on kol adam, that's like a starker level, that's like zutu shoyam, that's avada, then we're allowed to invoke his das and say, he's zikha not makbid. I don't know. I'm just suggesting. It's like... Right, correct. It's zikha not zutu shoyam, that bush is here. But it's in nechusa, it's something that everyone is not makbid on for anybody. Such a nechus is so stark. It's like a zutu shoyam type of yish, right? It's a stark das that it's out there. It's everyone. Then that das will work.
Similar to the Yeshua, the land based on the fact that you could do something.
Right, but that was takona.
I know that.
Hinchelas aretz. He was made takonis. Yeah.
Yeah, the musig. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
There's public policy.
Again, it was only a Tanaim referring to Kona. All right, I would tell you another pshat. I would teach it up a bit different. I would teach it like this, is that Hayois, I know that that's, I have a bush. I know that you might take a twig in a bush. People do take twigs off bushes, right? Because yesterday I needed a twig off someone else's bush when I needed to clean my teeth, right? This is normal, the halachelech of society, and no one's makwit and everyone does it. So meikara, when I have this bush in my backyard or front yard, meikara, I have that nechusa that everyone is allowed to take a twig out of my bush.
That's
I'll give you a marshal. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Chav Aleph on the Bay says, if Yod Yishlem Midas Lav Yish, so the Te'enim that are Nasri, the Te'enim that fall down, how you allowed, and it's Nimbus when it falls, how do you allow to take it? Aisha Blav Yishlem Midas Lav Yish, because the Bailam don't know that the Te'enim fell. And for the Gemara, anyone who owns a Te'enim tree knows that Te'enim sometimes fall. And they know that when they fall, there'll be Nemesis. So Me'ikara, since it's made the Yadid Dinasri Me'ikara Nechale, they are Me'yash Me'ikara. So to if it's a Shtega that everyone does it, so Me'ikara, it's Nechale that, yeah, Gazintai, you could take. I allow you to take. If I have a bush, I know that people might want to take twigs, and I'm not Makbet. No one's Makbet. So Me'mele Me'ikara is like a blanket Rishus, is a blanket allowance for everyone to take. I'll give you a marshal. There's a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Avedu Metzia, Simen Hei. He says a similar thing, that if it's a regilis lakach, it's mutter, and he gives a marshal. What's the marshal? He says, if I go to your house, I'm a good friend of yours, and you're not home, and your son's home, and your son offers me a cup of coffee or take a piece of cake, how am I allowed to eat? What's going on? How am I allowed to eat? You're not home. You didn't give me permission. The son doesn't own the food. The shak, but I don't want to go like the shak. Right? I want to go like Rav Rishon and Rav Paiskim. So how am I allowed to eat? Zakta Mishkun Rav, it's not a problem, because since that's the shtega, that people have people coming over, and we allow our kids to be a neisim and neisim b'teich habayis, we allow them to give stuff away to friends or whatever, neighbors want to borrow eggs, or the baal habayis is not home, sorry, you can't borrow the eggs, it's the neka. So meikara, there was that nechusa that we allow people to take the eggs, we allow people to have a cup of coffee, we allow people to take cake, and that's not b'chal, this shail of the shankan taisis. It's meikara nechale, because that was the regilis. So this too, if it's something that Lekam man de kapa bay, and that was ridiculous. So meikar, you have the nekusa.
Where's the Shulchan Arab saying that?
In Avedu Metzia, he says over there. Sorry.
He's giving another example.
No, I don't.
You're basically comparing the two.
I'm comparing it to Mom. I don't think he was coming from Tamam. I don't recall. I don't think so. But I don't recall. He was coming, I think, from Tzedakah, because Halakha by Tzedakah, that B'nai Bais are allowed to give tzedakah to people come to the door. The B'al Bais is not home. How are you allowed to do that? Lamai, he's coming from Nishanim, because everyone knows that Aniyim come to the door. So it's Mekar Nechalei, that you allow your kids, you allow your B'nai Bais to give Davamut, whatever it is, whatever the shir is, you allow them to give it away, and that's not a problem of Gzeila, that's Mutal L'chatchila. Just to take it to a next step, when you talk about Lekaman de Kopa, this is Makar Ephraim. So here's talking about a case of a Chavilo, or a bush, that's a lekem on the kapa to anybody. That's how they say, Makar Ephraim. I heard a grandad from Razam Nechem Yagober, he told me, when I was asking him, how you allowed to have kids give away food in the house, this Shulchan Aruch Harav type of a case, he told me even without the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Svarah, that Me'ikara Nechale, he was coming, let me try to be magdirit. It's not pshat because the Bailim are necha for everybody in the world. Let's say no, it would be something that I'm makbet. I only want you to have the piece of cake. Someone who's not my friend, I don't want to give him a piece of cake. But still, since it is a umduna, that there is not a person in the world who's makbet on a oihev, so then it's going to be mutter. Means, or me as a child. Everyone in the world allows his child to give away a cup of coffee or a dollar to a nani. So meikara, without this, I don't know, with the sort of meikara nekale, but the word is that this din, zutu shayam dikadin, this din that you have is labdafa because they're not makbid on anyone in the world, like the Makar Ephraim is trying to say. No, as long as we know that every single person, if we understand this yachas, wouldn't be makbid on a child, and I happen to rather be the child, so then for me it's mutter. For someone who's not a child, taka, there is akpada, but for a child there's no akpada. And there's not a person in the world who'd be makbid on his child for doing such a thing. So you could also have the same exact halacha. You don't have to have it that it's mamish, there's no akpada, but chlal to anyone in the world. It's as long as for the yachas that I have, it's different, let me try to be makbid. It's different in the case where the shak and taser argue, where I come to your house, and I'm a good friend of yours, so I know you would want me to eat. You can't say you have an answer that anyone who's a good friend wants to eat. No, because you have people who have also the same relationship of friends, but still the balabas wouldn't want to share his suda with the guy or share his fruit with the guy. Maybe he wants the fruit for something else. Maybe he's a little stingier, whatever it is. But if it's something that is no one is makpid at all, like a man de kapit, in such a relationship, then it would be mutter. Whatever this din is, maybe Azutu Shayam type of a din, but then you have a across the board type of a nechuzah, across the board askamba, lekaman the kapit in the world, that's going to be mutter.
Now, be very sure of that, because really in the Shach's case, let's say Rav Moshe would come to any house of a Ben Taira that's Machshu. So you have to say that also. And you're like, you know, you're treading on very...
If there wouldn't be anyone in the world who...
That's the case of the Shach, where you're talking about Hamidah Chacham came to this Baal Bas.
No, he came to this Baal Bas, the Baal Bas was makshiv them. Your case, a Ben Torah, but if someone is not a Ben Torah, would be makbid? No, so then you have a Kepeda. Now, I need Lechem, but...
You just said by a child.
That's because the relationship that a child has with a father, there is no father that's makbid on the child. So, if you tell me that there's no person who's makbid on Rav Moshe, I can start hearing it. But if you tell me, no, Ben Torah is not Rav Moshe, good, but someone's not like Ben Torah is makbid. So now we have to start downing the relationship. No, we have to down, because I know that you wouldn't be makbid because you're makshiv me. But someone else would be makbid. So that's Yish Lemid, that's Lava Yish. But if it's something that it's across the board, all right, you have to know. But Lamai says you have the Shulchan Aruch Rav anyway. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a regilis pekak, so it's meikara. Adaita dahachi was nisratza balabayis pekak.
How do you learn the Gemara and Bavnitziyah with the Tamilcham and the
Kiyah? Right, so you don't have the nechus pekak. How should he know that people are coming to have a regular suda there? They're eating fruit. I don't know what they were eating. They're having a suda. I don't know if you have any stam nechus pekak. You see that the pashtas, the oris was an oris. I don't know if the oris had the regilis or the rishus to do. It was only because they were chachamim and they were chosh of a people, and we know that the balabais wouldn't be makshiv, because the balabais would want to be makshiv of them, that's why he gave them to eat. But if it would be stamping room, maybe the balabais would be makshiv.
The only way they could be able to eat is only on the side of Yishlam does have a yish, right?
Well, that's what Taisa bothered. Taisa said that the reason why one of the marim didn't eat is because Yishlam does love a yish. That's what Taisa is coming to explain. All right. Fine, but the bottom line is you have to say some eitzah for the Shach, for Tosis and the Shari Shana, even though Yishlim does have a Yish, but here where it's Lekaman the carpet, now it's going to be Mutter.
Has the Shulchan Aruch Rav addresses his Ivan on Tosis over there?
No. No, forget, Shulchan Aruch goes like Tosis, not like the Shach.
Right. So.
But he's telling you, but if it was Azazak, that there's a Regilis Bekak, so then you have the Das Balabais Meikara. He was in Sratza already, because this is Dominic, so he's in Sratza already, that he wants his kids to give money to the army at the door.
And there was no Regilis Bekak from Chavak Melechon.
To give a whole Suda, no. Or Paris, I don't know, whatever it was. Right, correct. All right, fine. Let's go back to the Makaba. So the Makaba says, "V'mudava doleka man the carpet is shari, kagoyin lita mechavilo meageda laksas b'yishinav." V'av ze oisa b'yishami me'midas chasidus. But even this, the Yishami asks, because of midas chasidus. Why is this also? Alt midas chasidus. L'chayr, if you have the sword that no one's makbet, why should be yasa? So if you look in the sma says, "If kandal v'av ze oisa b'yishami hantam kosev hanemuki yosef beisay." Says, I don't know. Dilu oisa kain kol echod. If everyone's going to use them, invoke the same heter, it's going to be nimtzu hakavila kala v'ageda neres. Everyone's going to help themselves to a twig. If the world is not going to be a bush left, so memel it's meminus chasidus not to do. So you have to understand what does that mean. What did the Yishami? The guy, the Yishami, says this. So what's the Yishami? Obviously, it's talking about where I'm. Let's say the first one. I'm taking the first twig. There's another 1,000 twigs left, right? So he's not makbid on me taking the twig, because it'd be makbid if I'd be taking the last twig. Then it'll be awesome in Adin, it'll be Gzela Mamish, it's not Hidizak Poda, it's not only Mimidis Chasidis. So I'm taking the first wig. But it's also to do why? Because if everyone would do the same thing, it would end up that there's nothing left. Okay. But I'm taking the first one. So why? How do you understand this? What type of.
We have to understand it is that we're talking about the guy who's not Makbet even for the last year.
Oh, no, he'll be Makbet to the last one. No. If he's not Makbet to the last one, so then it's.
That's
what I'm saying. So, no, forget if he's.
He is
Makbet. If he won't be Makbet, it's on Pazim Kasidah. He really is Makbet. Let's say he's Makbet on this 1,000 twigs in the bush. He's Makbet on the last 500. First 500, not the last 500 yet. Let me talk. Because the last 500 already, there's no more bush. You pruned the bush too far. But the first 500, a problem. It'll regrow. It's not a problem. I took from the first 500.
How do you know where is it? You're saying the guy's Makbet. Maybe this is 499. Maybe this is a little. How do you know which point it is?
So then it should be also because it should be also because Safek Zela. He might be Makbet.
Right away.
To the extent that you have a suffix, you may back it, then it's also Ask Zayla. Right? So, Elamai, you have to be talking about that you know he's Zichah not Makbid what you're doing, and still it's also, because if everyone would do it, it would be also. So, it needs a beer, what's going on? I looked around, I saw a Chazanish, and I'll tell you a few different eitzah that I might have. One eitzah is that that Enochanam, he's not makbid when I take the first 500, right? But let's say it continues, and now they took the next 500 too, and now there's no bush left. So now he's only makbid on the last guys, and now he's makbid on everybody. I know it's too late, but it could be that if everyone would continue to do it, now he'd be makbid on the whole Netila. So already he'd be makbid on me now. So even though maybe it's a Dovah Deloy Shkiak that a guy should ruin his whole bush, but to the extent they'll continue and they'll be Kala Hageder or Kala the fence, then he'd be makbid on me too. So in the middle, that's why I should stay away, because it might end up, but Tzad Rochak, it might end up that he's makbid on me too.
I'm saying, so maybe people shouldn't go take stuff from a person, because maybe what's going to happen is the last guy is going to pressure him, right? In fact, he doesn't want to give him stuff, and he has to rot on all the stuff he gave to him.
Okay, you have to know how far to stretch it.
You don't have to come on to Achorot to do the thing. You can say, Meikara, he's makbid on a case where if the guy starts, he's going to end up having nothing.
So he's makbid now?
Yeah.
Right, I know, so I understand, but it still allows me to take, it's only me, it's Chazizah, it's Mika Din Mutter. Why? Because it's a Dava Dulay Shkiyak that'll end up there. Right, but if it ends up there, one in a million, or one in a thousand, it ends up there, then he's already makbid on me now.
You started
Okay, I'll give you another pshat. Another pshat could be it's a gzera. Pshadavada, when I take the first 500, he's not makbid and it's mutaluk akila. But we're worried about if I'm going to keep on doing this day in and day out, it's going to come a time that I might make a mistake and take from the second 500. And where there would be akpadah. So avada mikadin of tzmuta is not a gzera. But minus kasidah, stay away from doing this. Don't get into a habit of doing this. Because if you do this once, and again, and again, and again, eventually you might end up taking it in an oifin that there would be gzera. Taking an oifin that there would be makpadah. Mamela, stay away from doing these things. Dear Shalayagavakak, is he doing something? Yeah, regilis. Yeah, I know if it's Mama Shalayagavakak. We're worried about, don't do it because you might end up in that seer that will be awesome. But Libi Aimali, a third pshat, I think, I don't know if I have a deacon in the Yashama, but Libi Aimali, a third pshat is that we're not, we have no kshash on you, you're doing fine. The reason why it's me is chasidis is because if I do it, oh, he did it, so I'll do it too. And everyone's going to follow. I see Rav Moshe taking a twig because he's tired. So everyone following Rav Moshe will also take a twig. At the end of the day, it's not going to be a bush left. You don't have to be Rav Moshe. The idea is that if people are angering to do this, other people will follow suit. So when you took it, you were fine. But because you did it, you aided this process. Now you're allowing and showing for others to do the same thing. So it's a cause that other people are going to do it, and eventually there's not going to be a bush left. And then there's going to be a problem of gzela. Means it's going to come out that people will take this too far and take it even b'makom that the guy is makbid, and they'll be over gzela, not you. You'll never be, you'll always be makbid and make sure to only take from the first 500. But it's going to come out because of your ma'isim, other people are going to follow suit. And the mail is, midas chasidus not to do it because other people will learn from you. And I think because the lot of Midas Chasidus, we find it out very often, Midas Chasidus is not to do something that other people will follow through.
The language
in Midas Chasidus is not Midas. Right, means because if I do it, if everyone does the same, they'll follow suit, so it's going to come out. This is the problem. The Midas, I saw there's a Chazanish in Huchas Demai, Simin Zayin, Sifkot Nehei. You look it up, I think that's what he's mashma. That he talks about that you're not, where's the meaning? Because he's either buy or not market. He says, because it's going to come out, something like that. And he says, the anoshim she'enim huganim will take it in an oifin, and even when the buy or not market. Means you're doing it well. You're going to make sure that you can only take it when the guy is not makbid. But because of you, it's going to come out, other people will take it when the buy or not market.
I guess the most in the end of the day is because of Nezer. In the end of the day, he has no bush
top. Well, I took the first branch, isn't that a problem?
It's a grumman.
I took the first. Wait, how is that grumman?
Because without you, it wouldn't have happened.
You're going to have side.
Most of the grumman, then you're.
How is that grumman? I took one. But if everyone does it.
Everyone does it. You're the
first
one.
He left around the bush. You and nobody was there. He left around the bush.
Right, so what's the problem?
You're part of that.
I was masking in a bush. So you're like the fruit shop. Only if eventually everyone will take from that
you
bush.
You couldn't be marking on anybody. You couldn't be marking on one for anybody.
Right, but.
You're
masking somebody. So he has no bush.
But
you're still like the first shot, that the only comes out if everyone will take a foul suit on this bush, and it'll come out that you're part of the Goryim him this hefset. Okay. I don't know. Fine, fair enough. Let's look at, there's a Piskei Tshuva over here. Let's look at Sifkat and Beis. In this case, you're allowed to do lekaman the kappa bei shari zekta piske chutz. It's a dogum hirvava chutz noy de biyuda. V'zel lo shaynu miu after shari litla. Even though you'll have a permission to take it, vein by mushum geza. Why the mistama ein balabais makbed? Avu mikom makim loizacha hanoytloy liyus chashiv shaloi. You have rishus to take it, but it doesn't give it a right. It doesn't become yours. The chosman shlo yifkiru ibayil of beferish. As long as the bayil weren't mafkid beferish, if shal liskis boy, you can't be zeichin and have a kinyan in it. Kamash yikaza magen avram b'simen tov reish lamavav b'shem sefer reim. Tafilu man de'ama gezel akam shari mekom makom loy mikri lechem. So to hear, even though lekem on the carpet and it's shari to take because it's a nechus and a not makbid, but you won't claim it, it's not yours, it still belongs to the Bailam, so it's not going to be shalom. You won't be able to be in Kaddish and Isha, you won't be able to chveis lechem for lulav and esrik, you won't be able to use it for, it's not shalom, just there's no akpada from the Bailam, it's not gzela hayyos the Bailam on makbid, but it still didn't become shalom. So lechayra, it's not muchak, but lechayra, depending how you learn pshat. If you learn like the shach type of pshat, I hear the dogma of avivei shtak. The pshat is, there's an echuzi here, but he was never makne to you. Like the Einig Yontov explains the shach, that the nechusa works to allow you to take it, but doesn't allow you to make kinyonim in it, davar chodesh, fine, that I hear. But if you learn like something like we were learning, that it's like mamrutziya, that's meikara nechale, I could hear that you were calling it meikara nechale, he knows meikara that I might take a twig, and meikara, he tells everyone in the world that anyone who takes a twig is allowed to take a twig, and paishas that means also he's allowed to keep the twig, he's allowed to be coined a twig. Means avada, it's not mamish like the gemara mitzia that you make her a mafker and it's not hefker right away. Avada, the bush still belongs to the bailam, but he allows that anyone who needs a twig or wants to take a twig, he can help himself to a twig, and the twig will actually belong to the zeicha. So memelo taka belongs to him. So what's the dogma of avis hechrok? Maybe taka belongs to the boy. It's not a tushtel to gezalakim. Gezalakim, it belongs to the guy. It's the guy was never, the guy is makbid. It still is. Now the Torah is hitira that you're allowed to take. You don't have to be chosh for his akpod, zozain, but it still belongs to the guy. Mashenka, and here, if he allows you to take it, maybe the second you pick it up, you was eichen it. Maybe. All right. Fine. There's a halacha lemaisa. All right, let me throw one. This midas chasidis that the Ramah brings, the Mechaber brings down from the Yerushalmi, they shouldn't do. Why? Because ilo oisa ken kolecha nimsa chavila kolav aged eneras lechayra means lechayra. It's not applicable in all cases. I can marshal a tzir that will be muta because lekem ad the kapit, and it won't even be midas chasidis. But even I'm not mechala the Karen. Let's say shol shloim midas. Let's say it's a lekem on the carpet. Everyone allows you to use his item, not to keep his item, to use his item. Everyone allows you to chveis wipe his hands on his towel in camp. I don't know. Let's say there's such a mashal, right? So if everyone would allow you to do it, an item is still around, so you don't have to swear. What's the swear? Why does means because he's nimtzach chavila kala v'aged eneras? No, it's not going to be the chavila kala, and he won't even have midas chazid. Let me bring you a better mashal in the shul. Here you have tabletop standers. Every other table has a tabletop stander, right? You come to shul, punk by your seat is this stander. You gotta don't mind using, enjoy using the stander. Could I use this stander? Or no, I didn't ask for permission from the Bailam. I'm assuming, I don't know, but I'm assuming that there's no one who's makbid. Like a man to copy that if you could use that table, unless they need it. But if they're not there, they have no akpad and they allow you to use it. So make a din l'chayr should be muta. Question is, will you have this yishalmi of midas chazidis? I can hear not. Because what's going to be? If I use ishtanda, everyone will use ishtanda. Okay, so and everyone uses ishtanda? Still he has a shtender. What's the problem? Whenever the Bailam will come, the Bailam will always take the shtender and use it themselves. And when the Bailam are not there, they don't care if everyone uses their shtender. And it's not going to be Geda Neras or Chavila Kala. Memela, they won't even pass the Yishama. So they will be Mutter Lekatchila Lekul
Yama. You make a chilling in using up.
Correct. The whole Yishama is only when you use it up. But if you don't use it up, you just stop using it. But the Chavitz is still around. You won't even have the Midas Chasidus of the Yishama.
Sometimes
you find
the
stender's
gonna get worn.
Okay, so you have to know your usage. If everyone will use your usage, will the stender wear out? I don't know.
The stender worn out.
The stender's last for longer than the Bailam lasts. Too long. Right. I don't know if there's any part of this. So lechayra, b'chayagam no lechayra should be mut even lechatchila lechayra. Look, a safe.
Basically, making a basic chiluk between using up and
in. Look,
you have to hand, but you know every single day, table cup tender is not locked.
Correct. No, Avada, you need that first Hanukkah to lek a man the carpet bay, because if you don't have that, then you're talking about a real Issa Gzela. Right, we're talking about when we get over that hurdle, and now it's a lekam and the kopi, so you don't have a realistic exam, you're only worried about the Yishalmi, then you know, well, you hope that people are makvin.
It's possible.
It could be with Tab Shtendel.
Yeah? Do you have a Shtendel Tab?
Pardon?
Do you have a Shtendel?
If I were, it would be makvin.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that people have these nice, fancy, expensive things, and you know, the carved wood, like he says in his thing, and he has very nice, thing, almost like a furniture piece. The guy, you know, listen, you think the dieta every brings it in here is understand it's gonna happen, it's like you should be able to let me die kind of thing.
Or forget like the Shukon Rav, and it's Rat of Balabites Bekach Mitchili, he knows that that's what's gonna happen.
Or maybe it's even worse than that. It's like the guy puts it like in the middle of the street and he's over to run it over, right?
Okay, fine. So let me revise it. If it's a inferior quality Shtendetab, then okay, fine. Okay.
It's really good. I think very much
that
if you're talking to somebody, you're standing next to a bush, you put some leaves, stomach. Some people do that.
And.
I don't know.
This is like Manda Kappa. You see, I don't know if that's a good sushi. I'll tell you why. It might be, but here the word is it was a tafkid here. The person was doing it to as a toothpick, like Shinov. So like Manda Kappa, I understand that you have a tzarek out of it. There's no one who's Kappa that you can't break a branch if you have a tzarek out of it. But it's time to break a branch. Shaloyle tzarek. I don't know, you're gonna ruin my bush for nothing? I don't know if you could say lekam on the carpet. When a guy rips off a leaf, why is he ripping off a leaf for? He needs the leaf? No, Stam he's doing it. Stam! So maybe the Bayan would be makbid.
Is it ruining the bush? It's not ruining the bush, no, so I thought it is, that's going to get ruined. So.
Friend is like this, he's not really ruining the bush. Avada, the bush is better with that extra leaf. Is that really? So for that small damage, insignificant damage to the bush, and you need it, not lekam on the carpet. I don't know. You could be right. Could be there's still lekam on the carpet for guys to rip off leaves off the bush. Stam is like, too. I don't know. I have no idea. But I don't know if you have a right from here.
That's Dine Hesed when he's talking.
Sorry?
He's talking Dine Hesed.
Correct. He's doing Mazik Sela. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, you have to know what he's doing with the Chavis. But he doesn't need it. He's Stam doing Mazik. You have to know if people are Makbet on it. I don't know.
From the government, public bush, also do the same issue?
I hear, maybe, same type of shiloh. So if you hold it like a mother copy, then it'll be water. If you're not, I hear the cheshvin. Maybe.
I was at Sequoia National Park and they had pine cones that fell off a tree on the floor. And the ranger told me that they're mapped and nobody should take anybody because if people start taking the turn around, there'll be no park.
Wait a minute, it's already on the floor.
You can't take anything.
It's already on the floor. Well, you're afraid if they'll start taking off the trees. So he's mechavan to Yishalmi.
I'm just curious, going to Minyone, did that make an impact on his child?
To what?
I don't know.
I know, if it's lekam on the carpet, so it's fine. The question is, what do you think? Is the lekam on the carpet to take a leaf off for no reason?
Taking stam for no reason, going down a dagger from its mm-hmm. to domain, they say you shouldn't, for no reason. So if you want makba, they shouldn't do this thing.
I like to think
makba. But what's the two shots of tzemek and diamond?
Bring things down daggers for
right.
no reason. So if
right.
someone puts up a leaf for no reason to plow,
they're
stirring the tzemek into a domain, so therefore people will.
Uh-huh.
No reason.
You don't have Kabbalah in your name.
Maybe
within
Baltashkas,
I don't know.
I say you don't have a real
life because
the whole point, like you made it,
you should
come because you're doing this for some kind of tacos.
Correct.
Rip my leaves. Yeah.
Correct. Look, here it's here talking about tacos. I don't know. You know, you might have a tushar somewhere else. Also, basic nish. All right, fine. Let's move on. Siv beis.
We passed it like this. We're gonna run. This is a very critical thing.
Why? How many times do you steal an asterisk from a guy?
Not stealing an asterisk. The guy goes ahead and he doesn't, let's say, if you say the money doesn't belong to him, what about the money itself? The guy steals money from a guy, he goes, buys an asterisk, he's Mekadosh
and Isha. Maybe he might have the same problem. Only thing is that he'll be paid with it, but he still made the Maizekin. It could be that's not mamish the same thing. And it also we have Gezel and Yishin and Yishus. So we could work on this Yish. Maybe there's no Yish by God. There's Mashiach. We can get out of that. All right, fine. Let's do Siv Beis. Siv Beis is very powerful. Let's see. You're now let us steal even amanas l'shalim dava yofa mimenu. I would think, look, I'll steal. Elamai, I understand it's your chayv. So I'm willing to pay even something better. No, it's still asa to do. Why is it asa to do? Zog tisma.
What happened to
Losachmo? Losachmo is later on in the simon, why?
I'm just saying, isn't this a case of Losachmo? You're stealing your horse to pay him?
No, you mean chomes. Why is it in chomes? Yeah, so if he would be around and I would do a bal karkoi, then I'll be over chomes. But here we're talking about where he's not around and I want to steal him and pay him something better. Maybe that would be motto.
Why is that geneva? Is he around?
No, he's not around. He's not around. Oh, why is it called gzela not geneva? I hear. Good shayla. That I can't answer you. Look in the sma. Afilam nasa sham v'gmur yalaflam d'ksiv kovo yoshev rosha gzeli shalim g'mur bava kamadav samak ratzalayim avagav d'gzeli shalim roshim mikri. He's still considered a rosh. It means he's still considered a gazel even though he has a mind to pay something better. So that even if it's better, means not only I have a mind to pay, I even have a mind to pay dava yofa mimenu, it's still going to be asa. V'yesh mishayma, zok the mechaba, there's a shita, a rosh, tahaynu, when is it asa to pay dava yofa mimenu, im eina tishlumim be'en? If the payment that you want to make is not be'en, shimheim be'en, because if the payment would be be'en, kevin shim yofa mea dava shalekeach, since it's better than this item you're taking, we have a principle of zokin ladim shayla, what you do is you're allowed to take an item. I need your, I don't know what, I need, the case was with David and Melech. I need your Sa'irim, and I have a Doshim which is worth more than your Sa'irim. I'd be allowed to take your Sa'irim if a Makna Mezaka Yedei Acher my Doshim to you. So it doesn't go a second without you really having the money. It means I never took any money from you. At the same time I take the same from you, I was mezakah to you in its place, adoshim. And it's a zchus for you to have the adoshim instead of zayrim, because adoshim are more valuable than the zayrim, and that would be muta, as I tie it to Rosh. Apella, it's a chiddush of the Rosh. How does that work? Sok to sman sifkot nches. Pirish, emeina bailam kan. If the Bailam are not here, Amrin and Mustam and Nechale, we could assume that they would want it. Vizachal Ladim Shalai Bavanov. Avokishainai Be'en, but if the payment is not Be'en, Avshe Kibal Anafshal Litin Loidava Hatayv Mimenu, even though the Gazlan is prepared to pay, even pay more than its value, Mustam and Oloi Nechale, the Bailam later, Rimai Bedina Vedaino, the Bailam are not interested in such a deal, because maybe you won't end up paying, they'll have to go run after you to get payment, take you to a dinta. Than uninterested. Well, the Gaza might even have the ability to pay. So therefore, it's also. But if you are mezaka the tashlum and miyad, so the bailam are covered, they're secure, so then it's not gzeilo. It's a zechia for him. If the bailam are here and they're makbid and they don't want something else, even if it's better, because that's taka chamsin. You can't force a guy. Can't take your chayvus and pay you for it. That's also. But here we're talking. It might be even also deraisa. But here we're talking about the bailam are not here. You could assume that if you're paying something better than the item that you took and you mezaka right away, it's a.
What happens to the better thing, right? What's this kind of the solarium to whichever one's better? It's kind of the better thing, I understand.
I take the solarium and mezaka to him the adoshim, which are better.
Right, so I understand how he's kind of the adoshim, but how am I kind of the solarium?
How was Isaiah in the solarium?
Yeah.
I hear the Bible, I'm not here.
Yeah.
So look, that's a shtick of a baya. I'll be magdered a little better, perhaps, is that the ksais. So Maklekes Yishayinim, the Maklekes Apayiskim, the Ksais hold that there's a kantum of Zochin L'Odom Sholei Bavonim, not Zochin Mei Odom. Right. We discussed this time and time again. So you can't have Zochin Mei Odom. So even if it's a Zuchus for him, how are you allowed to take his Chayfetz, Sholei Bi Midaitai, how are you Zochin Chayfetz? Zozainit Eskos, Naniyak Eskos, but Zochin Mei Odom, Lo Yamrina. So you'll never Zochin that item, the Chayfetz, so you should be a Gazlan. Oh, so Rosh doesn't have the, but the Mechaba, the Ksais holds of it, and the Ksais holds of the Maisi, Akhtachim Zadesh, and he's not going to argue with the Mechaba. Rather, the Ksais holds of this Mechaba, and Kuf Tzadi, hey, I believe it is, Reitzani, he brings it to a different Indian.
You have to have a Raya somewhere that works. You can't just say that he doesn't hold the Torah. We show me where a place we have Zafa Me'yada. You don't have to.
Ksais Mechlek is Ushainim. It's Makhlekes Rishonim. Parshas Makhlekes Rishonim. Makhleis Hal didn't know the Makhlekes Rishonim, whatever, but Parshas Makhlekes Rishonim. Oh, so that's what everyone here. It's the Mashalias and the Goinias on this Rosh. What happened to the dinner right out of the Makav Shalom? We're going to get to it shortly. But on this, I just want to say that perhaps the Ksois was only talking about Zachar Meyadam, like when you want to give Truma, which is his chus for him to give up something. But to the extent he's being repaid even more right away, so it's going up for him, that's maybe considered Zachar Lo'adam, not Meyadam. To the extent he's getting something in value more, that might be considered Lo'adam. When did the Ksais argue, Hafrashas Chala, Hafrashas Truma, all that? Sure, you're taking something from me, Avad, I would want you to take it from me, it's a good thing that you're taking from me, but that's Zachin Me'odim. But the extent of Island getting even repaid more right away, that might be Zachin Me'odim, maybe. Another Eitz, I have a simple Eitz that could be, and Echonami, you were never Zachin it, but you're still not a Gazan. In order to be a Gazan, you have to have Yenet to be Makbid. As long as we can say it's a Zachus for him, and he's not Makbid, I'm not a Gazan. You're right, I'm not going to take it from him. I won't be able to use it as a lulav and esrog or mikadosh anisha. But I'm allowed to use it up because he's the Baal Makbed.
It makes life fun?
No, I'm not taking it. Maybe. But I'm allowed to use it because the Baal Makbed.
You overlay sigzel as soon as you take it, right?
I'm overlay sigzel when I take it if the Baal Makbed. Since I'm being mezakit to Baal Madova, which is yofa mimenu, he's not Makbed. So if he's not Makbed, I'm allowed to take it. I'm not a Gazan. I won't be Zeich. It'll be like the Yireim, like the Piskei Tshuva I had before, but a twig. I can still use it for a toothpick. Okay, so it'll be your toothpick, not my toothpick. But I can still use it. I'm allowed to still use the item, but you're not Makbid, because it's a schus for you. Maybe that would be the pshat, yeah. All right, fine. But the Pella on this Rosh is, what's going on? Where do you see that you're allowed to take something and pay something better? We have a Klal Ritzvah, the Mekav Shaloi. We have the Kama Gemaras, that Ikka Dinei Kalei Bahai, Ikka Dinei Kalei Bahai. How can you stop making the Kesbarinis? He would want more. What's going on? So Ben Mr. Ma'ashal is these kashas on the Rosh, and therefore is Machrin, not like the Rosh, jumps on the Rosh and doesn't know what's going on. The Tur, however, when he brings down the Rosh, he's Maisif. Look in the Shaks of Katan Dalid. V'davka sheyedua, it's yedua she's chus huloi. Everyone knows it's a chus for him. Kegoin, what's the case? B'dava ha'oimed limacha, it's something that's oimed for mechira. The bailam are holding by selling the item. Avo b'chefzei beisai loy kain kosavator. But if it's his, I want to take your toy and I'm going to be mezaka to you a more expensive toy. No, that won't work because maybe you like your toy better than the toy I'm giving you. Even though the toy I'm giving you is a nicer toy, in my opinion, or it's a more expensive toy, but maybe you want your toy. That's going to be also. It's only if it's a dove, ha'emid limacha, that's when the Torah brings down this thing. That's when the Rosh was talking about.
Very different. Kav
Shalom
is
bedavka,
not something particular. It just means Kav Shalom means.
When I worked and I sweat on the field and I made these tomatoes. So when I taste these tomatoes taste like Gan Eden for me because I taste my Zeis HaPecha in it. But if it's Tamazak, which is Oymed Limacha, I'm not tasting the tomatoes anyway. It's Oymed Limacha. So Gesundheit, you could take it as long as you pay me. You pay me Yafamim, and that's Gevaldik. Now, if you look, the Shach continues. I'm skipping a few lines. Venir, towards the end. Venir, the Majakasav Atua, Bedova Ha'imid Limacha, Ratzalayme, Sheyedua Bevirur, you know for certain, Shabbal Lo Yakzikeno Batsa, he's not going to use it for himself, Rakim Kereno, only to sell it. If I know for sure that the Bailam are holding by selling it, then you have a Zechusuloy, and then, and Mamelo, Zaktashak, all the Kash of Mashal fall off. All the guy writes on the Makav Shalai, all these cases, because the guy wants it. But here you know for sure that the Chavid is going to be sold, and the Balaam are not going to use it for themselves. So now it's Taka Zachos, it's a Gavaldik Aschos. It's a Gavaldik Aschos, Zakim Ladim Shalab Bavonim, that you could do. Forget it, even Fadin, I helped him. He doesn't have the Tikha selling it, he gets paid right away, Gavaldik. Mamel, it's going to be Monta. I say Zak Tashak.
Another item, that
face that
he needs that other item. Before he used to sell tires, now
he
gave him a suit. He doesn't need a suit.
Good, that's a good kasha. So you'll have to say that, Hayois, it's a dove, yafa mimenu, so mamela, he would want it. In fact, let me work the other way around. Let me ask the kasha the other way around. Is lachaira, if it's a dove, sha'imid limacher, It's something that's Oimid L'mochem. The Bailam wants to sell this item. And I'm doing him a toiva by buying this item from him. So why does the Rosh say that you need a yofim mimenu? It has to be an exorbitant payment. I have to do a great deal for him. Even if it's a davar shava. It's worth $10, I give him $10. And he should be happy with it. I'm doing him a toiva by getting rid of his item for $10. That's what he would want to do. So I'm saving the tirch of selling. So why is the Rosh need davar yofim mimenu? And to say that the Rosh means that he wasn't kaveya price yet. You don't know what he's going to sell for. Maybe there's a range, like 9 to 11. So maybe he'll get someone to pay 11. So I need a davar yofim mimenu just to make sure that he gets the highest possible price that he can make for an item. Doesn't sound like that from the Rosh. Sounds like the Rosh, you need a davar yofim mimenu to make it as chos. So I thought that that's good for pshat. That if I'd be paying in money, Havada, I don't need davar yofim mimenu. Pay $10, that's fine. Take the item. The Bailam will kiss you. They love that you just saved them the tich of selling the item. But instead, you're giving him adoshim. Maybe he doesn't need adoshim. So for that, mechit eis, it's a gewaltige source. But if you're giving him so much adoshim, so many adoshim worth much more than his item, davar yofim mimenu, then it's going to be a schus olai. Even if he's selling tires, if you give him a suit worth twice the amount of his tires, he would be happy to get the suit instead of his tires. Because first of all, he probably wear the suit, and if not, he'll sell the suit and make a profit. He'll sell it and make a profit. He'll sell it and make a profit because it's so much more valuable than his item. So it's mamash's chusulai. What's a shear? I don't know. It just says yafim mimenu. Granted, when the Ksais brings it down, he says a lashon kiflayim. Yes, I don't know. I don't know if that lashon was lashon amusha, you know, guzma. I don't know. It has to be something, I guess, lafi raising a dying, that you know for sure the Bailam would want these adashim even so much more. Right, that was the example. So how much more? You know that adashim aren't worth kiflayim and sarim? I don't know. And you know how many adashim David and Melech want to give? Maybe want to give 10?
Maybe
I don't have no idea. Maybe.
It was the same value.
And maybe he wants to give a rach more. I don't know. Forget, the Rosh is Madaik. You see, by David HaMelech, why is it also? Because he didn't have the Adoshim on hand to pay. But if he had the Adoshim on hand to pay, and it was Mezachet De'acher, then it will be Muta. And Adoshim presumably are worth more than Sairim. But how much more? I don't know. The Maisa is the Taz and the Ksois jump on this Shach. I mean, they don't bring down the shak l'chayr the taz, but l'chayr means to jump on the shak. Is that l'chayr is a very hard thing to do. He plugged into the Rosh, it's talking about, you know for sure it's a dov oimed l'malach, and this is what the Bailam would want to do. Come on, the Rosh is coming from the Gemara with Dov and Melech. The Rosh is, by Dov and Melech, why is it also l'chayr, let him be mezakei de'acher, it should be ischus. It's like that, no, because he didn't have the adash amani, so it wasn't ischus. That's a izmaz by the Gemara. I can tell you a better pshak. Maybe the soirim that David HaMelech wanted to burn down wasn't oimid limacher. Or it was a safek, it wasn't baruloi, but it's a lashim bebir shabala yikzikenu basa. Maybe you didn't know for sure certain. Elamai zaktik tzoi, zaktik taz, that avada, even min hastam, you could assume that it's a davar oimid limacher. I mean, there's no hakpada on it. It's only if it's mamish chefzei beisa, it's his suit, his tie, it's mamish something that he's using. So then maybe you have the svarah, right? Adam mekayem shelo, yesem metichah kam shekaveh, and maybe he's makpid. But if it's something which is generic, it's his sa'irim, or it's his adoshim, there, if you're willing to pay kiflayim, then he'll zecha not be makpid. Means, without you paying kiflayim, maybe he'll still be makpid, because he's still sweated to make those sa'irim. Maybe he's going to want to make chalad or those sa'irim, and he's going to eat that. So we can understand that there might be hakpada, but if you're willing to pay a davar yofim mimenu so much more, then you know the Bailam are makbid, and then it's going to be mutar.
Kaf Shaloi is talking about possibly sa'irim.
Right.
And there it still says, where it's mitesh comes.
Okay, the Gemara says, tishakavam is laft afka, the Gemara says, so the Taz Adrab, it comes from that Gemara, that you see if there's going to be a hefset over there, and it's being nifchas, and you're a shaymeh, you have to sell it off. I write to Adam Kav Shaloi. No, because he'd rather save himself from the hefset. So paying him back something which is a davar yofim mimenu, that already counters that already washes out the problem that he wants kav shaloi. But if it would be mamish chefsei beisei, something that he uses, something that he really wants, then even paying a dov yafim emeno is not a heta, because maybe Taki really wants his item, he really needs his item. That's how they learn. So like them, it's pashur why it had to be a dov yafim emeno, because without a dov yafim emeno, that it's also, it's not oimid lemechira mamish. Like the shak zayim lemechira, so he had to be mechalek, that since he's not paying in money, he's only paying in sa'irim or adashim, then it had to be yafim emeno. But like the says in the Taz, it's more geschmack. Alright, Lemaisa is, we sort of ran out of time. Lemaisa, okay, let me try to be Messiah, okay, with the Dvar Halacha here. The Taz, even with his pshat, at the end of the day, bleib shvei on the Rosh. He doesn't like the Rosh. We have a mashal against the Rosh. If you look in the Goyin also doesn't like the Rosh. If the Taiches the Rosh, and he says, what's the problem? Right to Adam Makav Shalai, he has a problem. He said, Makom Makom Divrei Rosh Sham Tzarachin. That's how he blibes at the end. So at the end of the day, you have a Taz and a Goyin who don't like this Rosh. And even Pshat Namachaba, I'm not sure what Pshat Namachaba is. We know there's a cloud when you have a Stam Vakakak Yeshayim and Malokak Stam. I'm not sure how to read this Machab. Is the Pshat like this? Is Machab saying a Stam? Also, Ligzafil and Nasacham Dafi Yafim Meno, no matter what. And then is a Vyesh Mishayim who holds that if you Mazaki Dechetz Moto, so if that's the case, I'll have a Stam. Not like the Rosh. Well, no, maybe just the Mechab, just also Ligzo is giving you the Kalal. And then Yesh Mishayma, I found somebody, the Rosh, who's matter in a certain situation, and he doesn't bring a Cholik. So I'm not sure if the Mechab is really going with this Rosh or not going with this Rosh. But at the end of the day, you have a Taz and a Goyin who L'chaira don't go with the Rosh, and the Halacha to rely on this Rosh is going to be problematic L'chaira. The what? But if he brings down Chokim? No, this is.
Is he also Paskin like the Rosh in the tour?
I don't remember. I don't even call Paskin. He brings down. I don't remember if he is, if he's Machriya. Yeah, I don't remember. L'maisim Yetashem next week, Belina, we'll go more into it. There's more here, exactly what the Rosh meant, and it's Tala, and it's Machloike, it's Shach and Taz. I don't understand this Rosh, because the courier Kivega has a problem here from other Rishainim. We have other examples in the Piskei Tshuva. Belina, the Oit Chazain for next week. All right, Akut Tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.